120 students in white doctor's coats stood proudly on the Riceland Hall stage in the Fowler Center reciting the Student Pledge of Commitment with the goal of accomplishing a dream to practice medicine.
I do pledge.
I do pledge.
Congratulations, student physicians.
These students are the culmination of a dream for a medical school to be in Northeast Arkansas at Arkansas State University in Jonesboro. They are the inaugural class of the New York Institute of Technology College of Osteopathic Medicine at A-State, the first osteopathic medical school in the state. Dr. Jason Penry is the Vice Chancellor for University Advancement at A-State. Penry was involved in bringing the medical school to the university.
When you talk about serving our state and serving our region, in a region, an area that's well underserved, and that's well noted nationally that this might be one of the, if not the most underserved region, one of the top underserved regions in terms of medical access to medical care.
He said the partnership between A-State and NYIT will help address a serious physician shortage in the state. The shortage was also addressed by NYIT Comm at ASU Dean, Dr. Barbara Ross Lee.
That physician shortage is getting worse, not better, as physicians retire.
Ross Lee said the physician shortage has made health care in Arkansas among the worst in the nation. She said a new community-centered osteopathic school will help fulfill a dire need in the state.
And osteopathic medicine has a history of providing the kinds of physicians that are so very short and in need here in the state and in the region.
Creating more doctors who practice medicine in the state has concerned some that creating more doctors might actually create a new problem. Dr. Richard Wheeler is the Executive Associate Dean of Academic Affairs for the College of Medicine at the University of Arkansas School of Medical Sciences.
Unless there's an increase in the number of residency positions, there's going to be that bottleneck in getting people actually out into practice.
The bottleneck he's referring to is the Balanced Budget Act of 1997. One of the aspects of the federal law was to cut $112 billion in Medicare spending. Unfortunately, Medicare funds residency training programs. With a cut in funding, caps were placed on how many residency programs could be established. In order for a medical student to be certified, they must complete a couple of years of residency. In 1999, Congress passed the Balanced Budget Refinement Act to increase the cap for rural residency programs. However, a cap still exists, and that could still impact the number of doctors for UAMS and A-State to produce. UAMS Chancellor Dr. Dan Brand said UAMS has done some things to combat both the physician shortage and the residency cap.
The Association of American Medical Colleges has been projecting for years that the nation is going to have a physician shortage. We call it the AAMC, has called upon the nation's medical schools to expand their enrollment. And we've done that. And this new branch campus is another example of that. But they've also called for a companion expansion of residency slots, and that has not occurred nationally. And so we're looking at a mismatch.
Despite all of this, Dr. Barbara Ross Lee is optimistic that students will be able to find residency programs and fix the physician shortage in Arkansas. She said the college has already established affiliations with 24 community-based hospitals around the state and region.
Five of the hospitals have already started residency training programs based upon the fact that the school is here and they will have, you know, candidates for these positions.
Reporting in Jonesboro, Brendan Tabor, Arkansas Public Media.